I'm Nikki Willette with Montana News. It's peak ski season, and as every powder hound knows, the right equipment is everything on the slopes.
He had a hole in his liner where he was losing suction and his leg was falling off.
That's Lucas Grossi, volunteer coordinator for Dream Adaptive Recreation's Backcountry Powder Camp. And yeah, he said his leg keeps falling off.
We just patched it up. I have a barrel full of old snowboard prosthetic stuff that I've collected over the last 25 years.
You MacGyvered his leg.
More or less, yeah.
For more than three decades, Dream Adaptive Recreation has been working to get people with physical and cognitive disabilities outside to recreate in the Flathead Valley. Sherry DeBoe-Carlson is Dream's executive director. She says her organization works with every ability skier, whether they're in a sit ski, on one leg, or riding a snowboard with a prosthesis. But powder camp is something special.
It is an opportunity for them to get out and challenge themselves in an opportunity that they wouldn't get it on an everyday basis.
Powder camp is the most extreme program Dream offers in the winter. 3 days of cat skiing in the Whitefish Mountain Range with Great Northern Powder Guides. It's also one of the only programs participants pay for, a steal at $800 per camper. Carlson fundraises to cover the rest of the week-long camp's $14,000 price tag. Participants must be advanced-level skiers, both to keep up with the group, but also for their own safety. This year, three sit skiers, three adaptive snowboarders, and one tri-skier are participating. On day one, they get a visit from Mark Dundas, an avalanche specialist with the Flathead Avalanche Center.
We've had a very interesting weather season in northwest Montana, very unusual.
Dundas says unusually cold temperatures this December and January made some areas in Montana more prone to slides.
So what has happened is our snowpack, which is normally a deep, warm, stable, relatively stable snowpack, is resembling more of a snowpack that you would find in a higher avalanche area, such as Colorado.
Recently, a blizzard blew through northwest Montana, causing a state of emergency on the nearby Blackfeet Reservation and triggering multiple avalanches in the mountains around the valley. But today, avalanche danger for the area is pegged at considerable, a 3 on a scale of 5. Dundas gives a quick presentation, and then the group heads outside for some on-snow training.
Where do you want me?
Just behind the ski, if you could hold it up.
Okay. And then
Odie Pierce rides a sit ski, a small bucket seat mounted on a massive shock spring on a single fat powder ski.
Ideally, when you're fit into a sit ski, you want to fit into it exactly like you would a ski boot.
We hop on the chairlift to the top of the mountain. Pierce says he took to skiing quickly.
That was kind of my big draw to it, is not the speed or anything like that, but like the idea of floating on snow and that freedom from the chair is really important.
Pierce was born missing part of his spinal cord. So when he learned to ski 4 years ago, it was in a sit ski. He says that compared to other sports, skiing and adaptive skiing aren't really all that different.
Biggest thing with skiing, what's so great, is like you're skiing and I'm skiing, and we're doing the same activity at like the skiing the exact same run. Like it's so inclusive, right? It's not like, you know, there's this huge adaptation that's like, yeah, you're doing it, but really you're doing something else. This is like, we are doing the exact same thing. We are doing going down the same runs, in the same snow, in the same way, on even, you know, the same skis.
Near the summit, campers test out gear, like avalanche probes and beacons. Now, they're ready for the slopes.
Guys, Cat's gonna get fueled up and then we're gonna get rolling, all
right? Early morning on the group's last day, I check in with them to see how powder camp is going.
Oh, this week's been amazing.
Jason Sellers served two tours in Iraq before suffering a traumatic brain injury. While buckling into his ski boots, he tells me he skis with veterans a lot at his home mountain in Idaho, but spending a week with adaptive skiers has been inspiring.
It's amazing to see the aspect of a mono ski, how they have to turn and flip the switch to get down the same terrain. I definitely shouldn't have a problem on this one because they're squirting through the trees, no problem.
The group is down two adaptive athletes. Lucas Grossi, the volunteer coordinator, tells me it's normal for a few to drop out during the week. The five heading out this morning, like Jason Sellers, are all smiles.
There's really no limits to what we can do. We're a testament to that for sure.
In Olney, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.